Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Mega mentor Taylor Swift is back. Three contestants perform Judge's song, and Kelly has one of her most agonizing decisions to date. This is coming up right now on the Voice After Show.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, yeah. Hey. I love when that beat drops every single week. What is up, After Buzzers? We are back in the house talking everything The Voice, the knockouts, the last week of the knockouts, part 3 and 4, season 17, episode 11 and 12. I am back with my co-host. I'm so happy to be back. Back with my co-host, Nima, singer, actress, dancer, Nima.
Hey.
And we also have Shiksha, Bollywood dancer extraordinaire, holding it down last week. And myself, Rachel, singer, dancer, and I do some other stuff as well. But yeah,
I'm extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm so happy to be back. I missed last week. I missed being here, but I watched, don't you worry. I got on my Hulu account and I watched. So excited to be back. We have some great, great things coming up later in the episode. We've got our special segment, of course, where we're going to update you on some past contestants. And we've got some juicy news and gossip. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. But I want to get y'all's overall thoughts of the episode from last night, tonight's episode. What did you think?
This is always one of my favorite parts of the entire season when we get to the knockout rounds, because this is the time that we actually get a chance to see these contestants show out their artistry. Of course, they get a chance to choose their own songs. I absolutely loved last night and tonight. It was absolutely amazing. I think that this year we have a little bit more of competitions. Of course, I feel like, you know how you have like this, like sometimes it's just that one team that seems to be winning all of them, but yeah. I feel like everybody's evened out, so it's going to be really hard to see who's going to win this one.
Yeah, I agree. I really love the knockouts because you learn who your favorites even are.
Yeah.
You really get to hear their voices and see them as artists. And what I really loved about this week is you really got to see the love between the contestants. Even though they were going against one another, they were supportive of each other and they were rooting each other on, and I loved seeing that.
So. Oh, yeah. I mean, again, I'm only speaking from my background on being on a reality show, but, like, you get, it's like being in a production of, you know, like a musical production or going off to summer camp. Like, these people, you are around them 24/7. This is your team. You're fighting with them. So, you get, I'm sure they get really close, and they're probably locked up and isolated as well. So, I'm sure that.
Oof, that's scary.
No, honestly, they're isolated in a hotel as well, but... Yeah, I loved it. I felt like I was reminded again of all these contestants, and I go, gosh, now, oh yeah, I love that person. I love that person. Mm-hmm. So I got really excited watching these. So we're going to do things a little bit differently starting now. We are going to be doing this by teams.
Yes.
So we're going to start this out with boom, 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 Team Gwen. Can I get a bing, bing?
Yes.
I feel like we need like a... Yes, there
okay,
we go.
We got it. I'm hearing. I'm singing. That was not a good thing.
Team Gwen, and this is actually the first duo pairing in the episode. Ooh,
there we go.
In the episode last night, and this was Destiny Rain versus Rose Short. And Destiny was actually a steal from Gwen. Destiny sang Tell Me You Love Me by Demi Lovato, and Rose sang Big White Room by Jessie J.
Jesus.
Oh God, this one was special. I'll go ahead and start it out. Just Rose. I mean,
man, let me tell you, Rose, her voice is so phenomenal. I think because of the things that, you know, she's been through. Of course, you know, she's told us that she's had to overcome insecurities and, you know, working a job that she just felt like was taking the life out of her. Every time she gets on that stage and sings a song, I feel like we always hear her story, her passion, and she's in it to win it. Of course, Jessie J.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Faye is a phenomenal singer, and I wouldn't even only imagine that Rose would take that song and just duplicate it. I think that she did an incredible job, her pitch, her tone. I mean, she gave me chills more than anything. I think that she just really made me feel the passion of what that song meant.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. Destiny was really good, but compared to Rose, not so good. I didn't think Destiny's song was a good choice for her. But Rose, I mean, she blows me away every single time. Mm-hmm. And you see that she has insecurities and things like that. But when she comes on that stage, you don't realize that. I mean, right. She's so confident. She dominates, and it's amazing to watch her. So
yeah, this is definitely one of Gwen's strongest.
Definitely.
One of Gwen's strongest people on her team. I mean, I got chills us just even thinking about her performance gave me chills just now. Like Kelly said, I did, or maybe
yeah, I agree. But,
no, I don't know.
Seriously, it gave me chills too. Yeah. Just listening was just, oh my God.
You know, Kelly said, Kelly picked Rose, your energy and your voice present. Blake said Rose was his favorite performance of the knockouts. Never mind. I said the song got the... And I felt like... he said the song got the best of Destiny, which I agree with. I just...
Yeah, Destiny did a great job with the song. But again, it's like, how do you... And I felt like a lot of contestants had this happening in their rounds. But it's like, they had that one person that had that phenomenal voice and performance. And then you have to perform after them. So it's just kind of like...
Yeah.
You know, it's either you're going to come with it or you're not.
Exactly. Yeah. But Rose ended up winning, deservingly. Yes. So, rightfully so. So, really excited to see more of Rose, and great story. So, excited to see more of a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Next pairing.
Yes.
This one wasn't as exciting for me, I felt like.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I wasn't as blown away. But Royce Lovett versus Jake. Jake sang Powerful, and yes. Royce sang Wake Me Up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
first of all, Jake, I love Jake. Of course, we know Jake comes from a background of singing. Him and his father have been on the road for a minute. They've been singing live. Mm-hmm. So we know that Jake is kind of already a seasoned performer and also singer. However, this particular song, I feel like that it took Jake to a different place, because I feel like sometimes when you've been doing something for so long, you just have it. It's just that it factor. However, connecting and really, really trying to get in tune with your audience is, I feel like it's very, very... it could be a very, very hard thing for some artists. However, I feel like Jake definitely did that. He sung the song Powerful, and I feel like he was very powerful. And there was also some of the notes that Gwen and Taylor had gave him in the coaching session. However, with Royce, I think Royce did a great job, but I just feel like he just had great energy. I feel like it was something missing with that song with mm-hmm. me for him. I don't know if he was trying to perform it more than he was trying to sing it, but I just kind of got lost somewhere. But I feel like Jake was so powerful, and of course we know he wins. But
yeah,
that's my pick.
I was torn by this one because they were both really good for me. And I know you said you didn't really love them, but... Jake had a really cool, he started really well, he has a great rasp to his voice, very interesting texture, very strong, very interesting. I felt like he's already a pro, he's already a rock star, and you know, he did used to play with his dad, and so he is kind of old school, but you can tell that he has experience, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he's really strong. And then you have Royce, who's so much fun, love the reggae vibe that he gives off. He also added that raspiness, and I don't know. I also think that he's already almost like a pro. So I was sad to see him go. You don't agree.
I just didn't
do it for me.
Here's my thing. I think that they, I, Royce, to me, I just wasn't blown away. There was no connection with the song. I felt like it was pitchy. And yeah. I think it's also a preference of what I like to listen musically. Mm-hmm. I don't really like to listen to either of these genres, really. So, and I mean, this is going up Gwen's alley as well. Okay. I feel like these artists are definitely Gwen.
I felt the genre was definitely great. I mean, I do commend both of the gentlemen because they both came out with with guitars. And I feel like sometimes it's kind of hard to do that and still be able to capture the audience. I think they did a great job. But however, again, I said I felt like Jake was a little bit more powerful just because of the way that he connected with the audience, and the song was absolutely amazing. Royce I feel like he was performing more than he was really singing, and we know that the voice is not necessarily about performing, it's about performing and singing, and that's where I feel like he kind of lost me. So, he did a great job.
And Steve, it's funny that you said you thought that Jake was powerful because his song was
powerful.
It was powerful. Yeah. But when I was watching it, I was like,
really?
I need more power, more connection.
I loved it.
Because that's too. The judges did say, you know, Blake said, Jake, we need more personality from you.
Yeah.
So it'll be, I loved him, but.
Not for you.
I liked him when he would go into this high notes in the song. You weren't expecting that. You were like, whoa, mm-hmm. like, wow.
But that's fair.
No, like, I think that they're both great performers. I just, this pairing was not, didn't blow me away.
Okay. Right. That's fair.
But yeah, but they're still great.
Yeah.
We still love you. The next pairing we have that we didn't really get to see a lot of was Calvin versus Miracle.
Oh, I know.
That's from
Night
2.
We didn't see anything of Calvin.
Nothing at all.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. I feel like that was so weird because it's like, how can we really judge who did a great job off of just seeing the highlight of who won?
So,
there was no Calvin. Yeah.
So, I mean, she did a great job singing Tevin Campbell. I feel like Tevin Campbell he has that really high range, and it's either you have it or you don't.
Yeah.
But I also like the fact the way that she sung the song, because of course there's a certain part in the song where we know that Kevin sounds like Tevin. Tevin Campbell just literally goes for it, and she didn't quite go for it. She went there, and then she just kind of had her own spin of just kind of doing this really, really jazzy, smooth run, and just kind of going deep with it. So I have to commend Miracle for the way that she actually sung the song. She did a great job.
Yeah, I mean, we know she has a strong voice. Right. We've seen her have a strong voice, but it's not fair because we didn't actually really get to see her performance.
Yeah.
So now I'm just basing my opinion off of memory than anything else. And I know we saw the little snippet, and she was strong in that snippet, but we didn't see the whole performance, so...
Yeah, and I remember Miracle. I mean, her name is Miracle.
Right.
She had an amazing story.
Mm-hmm.
So from the snippet that I saw, great, but I, we'll see more as the show goes on, but Miracle won that, and that actually rounded out Gwen's team.
Right.
Three contestants. But before we get into our next team, you have something to tell our audience.
Yes. First and foremost, guys, we'd like to thank you for allowing us to be the ESPN of TV Talk. Right now, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube, give us a thumbs up. And not only that, subscribe. But if you're listening through iTunes, give us a 5-star. But no matter what you do, please leave your comments. Because without your comments, myself, Rach, and my lovely Shiksha will not be able to be here without you. Myself and the AfterBuzz team, all these ladies, we love everything you guys do. Continue to keep commenting. Let us know how we're doing. And not just watch The Voice Show, but we have so many other shows on our platform. So continue to keep staying and sticking with us with the AfterBuzz TV show. We love you.
Yes! We love you guys. We love your thoughts. Comment below, comment on our videos, and join in on the conversation with us. We love that. So, our next team... Boom, 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 boom!
Bam! Yes, I love that. Just drop it on now.
It's Team Kelly!
Yes, Team Kelly!
Love it!
Let me just say, Team Kelly came to play! Okay?
Yes, she did!
Team Kelly...
This week it was intense.
Yeah, but I feel like that's all the judges. I feel like they have either like one or two people where you're like, man, I don't know. I feel like maybe in this next round it's going to be a lot more stealing going on.
Yeah, there was a lot of people on Team Kelly I really liked.
Yeah, me too.
So let's get into our first one, and that is Shane Q versus Kiara Brown. And Shane was a 4-cheer turn, let's remember.
Yep.
Kiara was a steal. And Kiara sang The Bones by Maren Morris.
Mm.
Shane sang In Case You Didn't Know by Brett Young. And, start us out, girl.
I mean, honestly, I felt like Kiara did a great job. Her voice was great. I felt like The only thing is that she didn't connect. The cool thing is that she had already had a relationship with Mary Morris. And, you know, I think she ended up interviewing her, which was a great opportunity for her. However, I thought that she was going to bring more passion and more tune to the song. And I just felt like she didn't connect. Shane, oh, my God. Listen. Interesting thing, though. Shane killed the performance. His voice, his tone was rich. He hit every pitch, every tone. I mean, he did runs. He did everything. His range was great. However, I personally feel like he did not connect. And it was interesting because there was a conversation between John and Blake. And John was like, well, I don't feel like you connect. Well, Blake was like, well, no, actually, no. Blake said that he felt like he didn't connect. And then John said that he didn't. I felt like Shane had a great voice, but if it was not for the fact that he didn't have a great voice, I don't know if he would have probably won. I think maybe Kiara would have won. That's just my opinion.
I remember Shane being really good and loving him up until today or yesterday. Did not blow me away, honestly. I was surprised. I was expecting more. It was a shaky start. It kind of got better in the middle, and then he did end strong. Like, it was a strong ending, in my opinion. I think it was the song. I don't think the song fit him very well. Mm-hmm. It didn't showcase his vocals very well. That's, again, just me. Didn't love it. Now, Kiara, I guess this just wasn't my favorite pairing, because even though I think she's very good, she had great moments, it wasn't my favorite. Good control, great execution of the song, but I don't know. You know, the judges said that Shane was holding back, and I agree that he was a little hesitant. I agree with that because I remember him being better than he was this time. And Kiara was like, okay, she was good too. I would have chosen Kiara, but Kelly chose Shane, so maybe she's basing it off of
his voice.
So what you were saying with the more urgency, I did feel like Shane I thought that he didn't connect to the song. And Blake was saying more urgency and passion to Shane. As you said, John disagreed. And then Gwen agreed with Blake. Of course, they're going to agree.
That's
her man trying to get in a fight.
Right.
But yeah, I felt like Kiara, I wrote down, I heard one wonky note during it because I know that they were commenting on her breath support. Mm-hmm. I thought that she looked a little nervous, but she's a peaceful, lovely, lovely woman. Shane did end up winning. I really enjoyed him, but I definitely feel like he does need to connect because there's some artists on here that are really connecting to their songs and stepping up their game. So congrats to Shane. But this next pairing was absolutely phenomenal. And that was Hello Sunday versus Alex Guthrie.
I'm sorry. I know
I know.
My Lord Jesus. I had chills. I was like, my mouth was open. Number one, let's talk about these girls are 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the one in the turquoise. I don't know if you guys like saw her, but she I'm like, these girls are only 14. Can you imagine them in like the next 5 or 6 or 10 years? Like, their voices are already phenomenal, and the fact that they went up against Pat, the cadence of their voice, the way that they connected, the tone, the pitch, they were in sync. I felt every word that these young ladies said. Pat did a great job. I think the song that he sung was I'm Not the Only One, which I feel like that's kind of a different song to sing, but his style, he took the song and he made it his own. I think that they both did a good job, which of course we do know that Pat ended up getting a steal. But yeah, I don't know. Hands down, I think Hello Sunday had it for me on this one.
Yeah, so I totally agree with you. Hello Sunday, this was one, this brought me to, it moved Taylor Swift to tears. To tears. John voted for Alex, though. Blake wanted Hello Sunday, and Gwen wanted Hello Sunday. I definitely think that Kelly made the right decision picking Hello Sunday because they're so original, they're so different, they're only 14 years old, but yet they go on that stage and they
sing like women.
They command it. But this is not to say, my boyfriend is a singer, and we watched the show actually together. And he was blown away by Alex. It was the entire episode, all my boyfriend could talk about was Alex. Mm-hmm. He was literally chills, full body chills all over his body, which I have to agree, they both gave me full body chills. And thankfully, John Legend stole Alex.
Thank God.
So I was very happy about that.
Yeah, for sure.
Honestly, this was one of my favorite pairings of this week. When Alex started singing, I was like, oh my God, he's amazing. I thought he sang that better than Sam Smith, and I love Sam Smith. But this,
oh my God,
this was just such a great version of the song. I would download it because it was that good. I mean, he went high, he went low, his range was just, it was perfect. So perfect and so much control that I was like, oh my God, he has to win. And then Hello Sunday came on, and I'm like, oh my God, what is Kelly gonna do? Because they're so good. The way that they harmonized with one another, it was amazing. You see the growth, because last time they sang, they told them, like, you need to play to your strengths, you're powerful in different ways, and you can belt it out, and, you know. And this time I really felt like they were using their strengths, and I thought that that was just amazing.
They sound like women. Like,
they do.
You know what? They really remind me of a younger version of Mary Mary. You guys, I don't know if you guys know who the gospel group Mary Mary is, but Tina and Erica are amazing gospel singers, but it's just, I'm sorry, y'all. It just, I couldn't even talk after I watched that performance, because it's just so powerful.
Yeah, the originality and the way that they harmonize, like John said, those harmonies, where do they come from? They're very original harmonies, which is, even to harmonize in general is hard, but these ladies can blend the tones of their voices, match so perfectly together. But anyways, Hello Sunday wins. John Legend steals Alex. Thank God. Thank God we've got both of them still in the competition.
Yes.
They're both forces to be reckoned with. Our next pairing as well was Gracie Shriver versus Domalee.
Woo.
Now, let's all remember as well, Domalee was a one-chair turn. Kelly was the only person
who turned
that turned for her. Mm. And then Domalee sang Sober by Demi Lovato, and Gracie sang Leave the Pieces by The Records. This was one, this was a decision that was clearly very, very difficult for Kelly to make, and rightfully so, because both ladies knocked it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, Shiksha, we'll start with you. What were your thoughts?
Oh my God. They were so good.
I know, they were amazing. Oh my God.
Domalee was just, I literally wrote down every adjective I could think of. Pure, strong, control, so much feeling. She's only 16. What even? You know? But then Gracie was definitely a good match for her because she was strong in her own way. And I loved her country twang. It was just so pure. So I loved that Blake ended up stealing Gracie because neither one of them needed to go home, honestly.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, they're going to make it. Yeah.
What do you think, though?
These girls did an incredible job of singing. I think that Domalee actually gave us a shocking performance.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think Gracie has her tone is rich and beautiful, but I think that was very much within her range. And I think the thing that at this point the judges want to see is that they want to see that the contestants are actually challenging themselves and 100%. Within that challenge to be able to see that growth. So I definitely understand the reason why she did pick her.
Domalee. So Kelly ended up picking Domalee.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And let's just talk about the story behind that song. Of course, she talked about her friend who had been battling with substance abuse.
Yep.
And she just, you know, really, really connected. So I think that the fact that she had that personal connection to that song is really, really what brought out her performance. Because again, you can sing, you can perform, but it's all about that connection.
She's so young, too. So I'm like, girl, what do you know about this?
And she's in ROTC at school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But but it is telling, though, there's so many young people today that go through their parents being addicted to substances. So it's you don't necessarily have to go to be on something to know what it's like to live through that, because, you know,
life is life.
She's very young, both of them very young, 16 years old. So I mean, Blake ended up stealing Gracie. We all saw that coming. He had one steal. He was the only person with a steal left. Thank God. Gracie, I think she's great, but would love to see more range from her as well. She's got such a character voice. She's very character voice driven that she doesn't really need to do a lot, which is what
she's like another Taylor Swift.
Do you think that
Dolly Parton too?
Do you think?
Yeah.
Do you think Kelly chose Domalee because she knew that Blake would choose Gracie?
No, I think that she chose Domalee because of the fact that she can see the progression in her voice. And again, like I said before, like as a judge, like whenever you're choosing a contestant, it's not so much of them about them being good. You want to see that somebody's coachable.
That's fair.
And I think 100%. That's the reason why she, you know, she did. I mean, first, and then honestly, I feel like Gracie goes really, 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 really good with Blake.
Yeah.
Not that she wouldn't go good with Kelly, but I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like Blake could do some more things with her.
100%. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Blake, we want to quickly get into our next two judges that we have. Two judges left. We have Team Blake, and that first matchup was Kat Hammack versus Lauren Hall. Lauren was a steal from Kelly. Kat sang Kiss Me by Sixpin, None the Richer, and Lauren sang Breakaway by Kelly Clarkson. I wrote down here, I said Kat, milky voice. I love swing, swing. I mean, she blew me away.
She took me back to the 90s, like that soft rock. I mean, that's a sound that I feel like we're missing today, like we're missing in this time. Because I feel like a lot of that good music, that soft rock, for some reason, we just kind of lost that sound, and I feel like Kat brought it back. She woke up the song. Like she was very, very angelic. She's very strong, but I feel like she's very somebody different in her time, and I love the fact how she sung it very similar. However, you can still hear her particular sound, so I think that Kat did a great job. Lauren? I want to commend her for getting out on stage to being able to sing Kelly's song. However, I don't know. I kind of feel like she had an agenda behind singing the song, and I feel like maybe whatever her agenda was, it didn't work. I don't really know if I like the way that Lauren sung the song. And I don't know. I kind of saw some hesitation from Kelly.
Totally.
I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm not trying to be rude because I can't sing that song. But I had to look away when she was singing.
It wasn't good.
You had to break away.
Like, I had to break away. I'm not even kidding you. I was watching it and I was like,
yeah. I know.
I felt awkward.
Jesus. It was.
I was like, oh my gosh, like, Kelly's probably, like, she's probably like, oh God, I have to act like I really. And I commend her because she was one of my favorites. She went against Hello Sunday in the last.
I know.
And she did a phenomenal job, right?
Yeah.
So I think it was nerves. And I said this song wasn't
for her.
She didn't sing that to win her knockout round. She just sang that to be like, I love you, Kelly.
Yes. I literally felt like she was trying to connect with Kelly. And I was like, wait a minute. You're not here for Kelly. You're here for yourself and to be able to prove so that you can win the show. But
exactly.
Oh, no.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, Kat ended up winning. Sorry.
Yeah.
I need to get quickly into this next one.
Okay,
I'm going to let you speak on first. So that's Zach Bridges versus Ricky Brody. And Ricky was a four-chair-turned gospel singer. Ricky sings So High by John Legend.
Woo! Jesus.
Just, I put wow down. Shiksha, what did you think of Ricky and Zach?
They were both amazing, very great country singers. You could see both of them singing country. I was sad when Zach didn't get chosen just because he was such a great storyteller. He really pulls you in from the beginning. Mm-hmm. But you could see that Ricky just had a really strong voice, and it felt like we were watching a show when he was singing.
100%.
I mean, first of all, John Legend made a statement. He said, oh, yeah, he watched the live. So basically, before... This is what you do, okay? If you're going to sing somebody's song, you need to make sure that you study how that person sung the song and make sure that you have your own unique style. Ricky, number one, was a four-chair turn. So we already know that when Ricky comes, he's going to come hard. Ever since he started from day one, he's basically been captivating us with his voice. And the fact that he sung John Legend's song, not that, but John Legend actually commended him. Hands out to Ricky. I mean, Ricky killed it. The power, the emotion, the feel. Of course, he talked about how he actually connects it with his boyfriend. So, I mean, Ricky did great. Zach did a great job. However, I felt like Zach kind of stays within a certain range of country. And I kind of want to see him kind of break out of that old traditional country. Of course, we're not going to see Zach anymore. But I think that was just, again, the passion, the emotion is just what tipped Ricky above Zach.
Yeah, Ricky is just amazing. He can sing anything.
Right.
He literally could sing anything. He's such a gospel singer. He's definitely going far in this competition. Unfortunately for Zach, Pearl, Mississippi. Pearl. I'm sorry, I just say Pearl, Mississippi, because I literally say that every single time he's on. They're like, Pearl, back in Pearl, Mississippi. Yeah. But anyways, he's going back to Pearl, Mississippi, unfortunately, but he's a cutie, and my name's Rachel, so how you doing? Just kidding.
No, she's not.
All right, Vicky wins it. Getting into our last team, this is Team Legend.
Yes.
And Taylor was like, your team is stacked.
Yeah.
Stacked, okay? So, getting into our first one, we have Will Brennan versus Zoe Upkins, 16 years old. I said, this was the most even battle for me. Last night's episode, this started out as the most even battle for me. This one was like, I'm not sure which one should win. Will saying, I don't care, by Ed Sheeran, and Zoe saying, love you like I'm going to lose you, with Megan Trainor featuring John Legend. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite songs.
Me too.
Will ends up winning. Blake said, well, when John went and asked for advice, Blake said, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Right.
Kelly refused to help. But Will ends up winning, and I think that he deserved to win.
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, let's just talk about how much swag this guy put in the song. I mean, of course, we know we've all heard this song before, but I love the fact that he put a different spin and a different style on the song. He wasn't afraid. He went there. He did it in his vocals. He did it in his performance. And I felt like everybody was moved. They were clapping. And I think that these are the things that we look for in a star quality individual. And he gave it. Zoe did a great job. She has a great voice. But again, star quality is what we're looking for.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Zoe looks so pretty. Definitely has star quality. Has a great all-rounded voice, I think. But Will just took it away. He was energetic. He was fun to watch. And he had a great voice. It was just an all-around show. Versus Zoe, I think she's still getting more comfortable on stage and singing. So I was sad because Kelly was like, I would steal you if I could. And I would have liked to see her stick around. But
yeah, I'm glad with the people that have been stolen so
far.
Yeah,
me too.
I think everything has been rightfully so. And I love how I kind of put Will in the same category as Hello Sunday, because you don't know what he's going to come out with.
Yeah. Surprising,
so
yeah.
So that's really exciting. Really exciting. But our last lineup or knockout round was Mary Beth Bird, who was our four-chair turn, who Blake has said, you are going to be in the finale, versus Preston C. Howe. Mary Beth has been compared to last year's winner as well.
Yeah, Malin.
Malin Jarman.
Oh, my God.
So Mary Beth sang one of my favorite songs, All I Ask by Adele. Jeez. And Preston sang The Way You Look Tonight by Frank Sinatra. I wrote down and said, give me a scotch on the rocks, a dirty martini, and then we call it a night, baby, because you can be Frank Sinatra, okay? Let me tell you something. You go to Vegas, boo, you got yourself your own lounge show, because he's great.
Yeah.
But Mary Beth,
are you predicting his future?
I'm predicting his future. He's going to be, maybe not a lounge singer in Vegas, but he needs to go to Vegas, because he's got star quality right there. But Mary Beth ends up winning, and she did an amazing job. So
yeah. Oof. Mary Beth was great. Yeah, go ahead, Beth.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mary Beth, I think that she, the fact that she took on Adele and then won, just goes, I mean, that just shows you how amazing she really is and her range and control. But then you have Preston, and he's only 14, and he's so good, and he does belong in Vegas in some way. I agree with that. I really hope he doesn't give up and continues to pursue it, because
he's definitely going to continue.
Yeah, this is what he's meant to do.
Just the beginning for him.
Yeah. I feel like when I listen to him, it's like getting a warm hug. Like, you know, you just feel cozy and happy and chill when you listen to him.
By a fire with a dirty martini.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and some scotch.
Yeah.
Hands down, Mary Beth killed it. She's a four-chair turn, so we already know that she was going to give us fire. I love the way that she really connected with the song. Any song that's sung by Adele, you know that you have to give us 100% emotion, or it's not just going to work.
It's just not going
to
work.
She brought the song to life. She gave me so much emotion. It was so beautiful, and I know she really talked about the inspiring story about how she had an issue with stuttering and how people really bullied her. And so this song, that whenever she first heard it by Adele, it just really, really allowed her to feel like she can be able to overcome that. And actually, she did. So I think it's kind of cool how we kind of saw the aftermath of what she went through, and she really gave empowerment to the song. So
yeah, I mean, 100%, Mary Beth deserved to win. I did want to see more. I felt like Preston was very predictable. Unfortunately, yeah. with his style of singing, it's very predictable what he's gonna pick. So it would have been cool for him, like Kelly said, to take a Justin Bieber song and make it into his style. That would have been
cool. Would have been fun to watch.
But we'll be looking out for you, though, Preston. We'll be looking out for you on Instagram and in the world, because I'm sure you're gonna be doing great, great, great things.
Oh, yes.
That is it for our battles. So we need to get into our special segment, Nima.
Yes, special segment tonight. We're going to be talking about Where Are They Now? And we're talking about Mr. Avery Wilson. He was a contestant on season 3 of The Voice. He was Team CeeLo, and he made it all the way to the knockout rounds. Shortly after his appearance on The Voice, he released a debut single from his album and performed that single on The Voice season 8 at only 16 years old. Oh my God, listen. So he's definitely one of those people that, you know, even though you start out and you may not make it at 16, it does not mean that you won't make it.
Ooh.
So currently, Mr. Wilson actually released his debut single in the summer called Calling, and he just began this first world tour with Miss Christina Aguilera.
What?
And they had their first performance last night in Dublin. So listen, guys. The Voice, Where Are They Now, Mr. Avery Wilson, we commend you. You are killing the game. And just to let everybody else know, just because you don't make The Voice doesn't mean that you won't make it.
Thanks. That's awesome. Is it with Christina Aguilera?
Yes, Christina.
Is he opening up her? Is it back?
Yeah.
He's opening up for her.
Yeah.
He's singing back
for
her. That's absolutely amazing. It's cool. Killing the game. Well, I want to get into a little news and gossip.
Ooh.
TV news.
Woo! All right, guys, let's talk mega mentor Taylor Swift. As most of you know, she had a big feud with Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Recently, Kim actually posted in her Instagram story, just at a photo shoot, she was posting in her story, and in the background you could hear Lover by Taylor Swift playing. So it confused a lot of fans, like, what's going on? Is she a secret fan of Taylor Swift? Does this mean the feud is officially over? So a lot of questions regarding that. I loved what one fan tweeted, saying, make a good song that even your haters can't resist to listen to.
Uh-oh.
I love that, yeah. Speaking more about Taylor Swift, she's actually going to be crowned the Artist of the Decade during the AMAs this year.
Oh, nice.
She's actually won more AMAs this decade than any other artist, and she has the most AMAs for any female artist ever. So that's, I mean, that's huge, right?
Amazing. Yeah, what am I doing with my life?
Basically, yeah, no, tell
First
me about
of
it.
All, how so, old is she?
Artist of the Decade. She's actually going to be performing a medley of her hits at the show this year.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, I won most likely to be on American Idol when I was in high school, so Taylor can, yeah.
Well, yeah, so it's never too late for you.
It's never too late.
Oh, yeah, Rose is 34, and then we had a couple of people from last year that was 38 and 42, so listen.
Yeah, hey, you never know.
Yeah.
And finally, there are rumors saying that Gwen and Blake should marry soon. Gwen actually said that she wants to get married soon and show her kids that Blake is her forever. But it won't happen this year because they both have very busy schedules. Gwen has also said that she's just happy with the way things are right now. So it's not really a matter of if, but a when.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they're both beautiful together.
They really are.
So.
Yeah.
We want to see you guys married. Thank you, Shiksha.
Yes.
Amazing new segment. Amazing special segment. We want to get into our predictions really quickly for what we have coming up.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
What's going to happen? What's your prediction?
My prediction is that all of these amazing, like, hard to choose people are gonna kind of, we're gonna get to the point where we're gonna eliminate to see who's actually gonna win this round. I like to see Rose, Hello Sunday, Ricky, and Will. I want to see what they're gonna do. I mean, of course, they're from all different teams, but
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So my favorite this week was definitely Kat with Kiss Me in Blake's team, and all this time I've been thinking John seems gonna win, but I think that if Blake goes to the finals, it could be with Kat, and it would be really fun to see Blake go against John in the finals. So
yeah, I mean, I definitely think Team Kelly, Team Blake, and Team John are the three strongest teams.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still going to go with my girl Kelly because I just love her and I'm obsessed with her. So I'm just going to say, Hello Sunday and Alex was my favorite pairing.
Yeah.
They were my favorite pairing of this week, and I think both of them are going to go extremely far in this competition. So
agreed.
I think Hello Sunday is going to go real far.
Ooh, yes, me too.
They
that's
are.
My prediction.
They're only 14.
But yes, they are. So hit us with your social media, girl. Let everybody know where they can find you.
Miss Nima Sky, NEEMASKYE on all social media platforms.
You can find me on all social media platforms at I Am Bolly Girl, BOLLYGIRL.
And you can find me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler or on Twitter at Rachie Swin. We love you guys and we will see you next week. Thanks for joining us as always.
Bye.
See you next time.
Bye. See you next time.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.